Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Oh, gold star for you. The 8 o'clockers have nothing on you, folks. They got it right, too. Christ is risen. This is the central claim of our faith. It's the core of our Christian belief. It says it all. It's God's final word and ultimate triumph of life over death, of good over evil, of love over hatred. This says it all. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, extra points. There you go. She's an overachiever. But she really likes the word hallelujah, which is a good thing. However, in spite of the fact, Laura Lee, that you really like hallelujah, Christ is risen doesn't necessarily say it all. You know, it implies a lot. It implies a lot of background knowledge. It is the central tenet of our faith. But it could stand some fleshing out. And so I went looking for some other quotations. As I was preparing this, well, it started to be a homily, but then I found 4 quotations, so it might be more of a sermon, which is longer than a homily. But I know, sorry. But while I'm thinking of it, we will feed you afterwards. After the service, go over to the patio. There's lots of goodies left from between the 2 services, between the 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. So there is a prize at the end of this for you. There you go. Right on, sister. Okay. One of the quotes I found is from an Episcopal priest named John Claypool. And what Father Claypool said is, it just fleshes it out a little bit, the twin events of cross and resurrection are the basis of hope in the face of evil. The twin events of cross and resurrection are the basis of hope in the face of evil. And sad to say, there is great evil in the world this morning. For the people of Sri Lanka, with the bombings, churches, hotels, great loss of life. There is evil in the world this morning. And yet we do say that the twin events of the cross and the resurrection are the basis of our hope in the face of this terrible crime, in the face of this great, great sorrow and evil. The cross and the resurrection need to be held in tension with each other. They are what gives meaning to each other. Without the resurrection, the cross is just an instrument of torture. It is quite literally a dead end. There's nowhere to go from the cross. The resurrection by itself is kind of empty. It's nice, but it has no depth. It has no substance. The cross and the resurrection together are the core of our faith. Together, they insist that evil does not have the last word, that death is not the end, that there is more, that we are worthy, that the world is worthy. We are better than that because we are made in the image of God. We are better than the evil that cries out to us. But we need to remember these things. Now, in the Christian faith, remember is a loaded word. It's loaded in a good way. Because to a certain extent, it means recollection, it means calling to mind. But in the greater theological sense, and particularly within the context of the Eucharist, to remember something is to put it back together. It's to put the members back on the body. That's why the mystery of the Eucharist is that in our worship, in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the wine, we are transformed. We are transformed into the body of Christ. We are remembered into the body of Christ. But we can't be remembered if we don't remember. In the gospel reading, the women and the disciples were having a tough time remembering. Jesus had told them several times that he would be crucified, that he would be handed over, that he would be tortured, that he would be humiliated. He told them this flat out, three times. The Gospels have it. The Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all have the same three passion predictions, as they're called. But somehow they forgot. They just didn't remember that. The women went to the tomb. They couldn't figure out why the body wasn't there. They didn't remember. But the angels told them about it and said, "Don't you remember?" And Luke tells us, then the women remembered. They went and told the disciples. The disciples didn't remember. Peter went to the tomb and went home amazed. They didn't remember at that point. They had to go to Galilee to see Jesus. Then they were remembered. But once we've been remembered, we have to keep remembering. This was a quote from, a Mennonite pastor. And she says that she herself needs to be continually in recollection of these things. But she says about remembering, "Do we know," she says, "do we know and remember the death and resurrection of Jesus so profoundly that they shape the way we live each day? Do we know and remember the death and resurrection of Jesus so profoundly that they shape the way we live every day?" The more we remember, the more we come together and are remembered, the more we claim both the cross and the resurrection, the more our lives will be shaped by this knowledge, by this promise, by this certainty every single day of our lives. She said she herself needs to remember. When someone has wronged her, she needs to remember that Jesus also was wronged. When she wrongs someone else, she says she needs to remember that God's forgiveness is part of all of this. We need to remember continually who we are, who we belong to, how we are remembered. The next quote, this actually I heard on the news last night, and it was something that Pastor Gerald Toussaint, he's the pastor of the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in St. Landry Parish, one of the Black Baptist churches that was burned not too long ago. And Pastor Toussaint said that when he heard the news that the church was burning, he said, "God is going to have the last say in all this." And that's true. God is going to have the last say in all of this. God is having the last say in all of this. The cross and the resurrection are God's last say in all of this, because death does not have the last word. God has the first word. God has the last word. That word is Jesus. That is the word that binds us together. That is the word that remembers us. The cross and the resurrection of Jesus. God is going to have the last say in all of this. And flowing from that, last thing I'm going to toss at you. This last Tuesday, it's a traditional thing in Episcopal diocese that on the Tuesday in Holy Week, the clergy go to their diocesan center or their diocesan cathedral for what's called a chrism mass. And it's a big Eucharist where the healing oils for all of the parishes are blessed for the coming year. And within the context of this Eucharist, all the clergy renew their ordination vows. So it's also renewal of deacons, priests, the bishops renew their vows as well. We all re-upped for another year. Bishop Taylor was the preacher, and he's a wonderful, wonderful preacher. And the last sentence of his sermon was picked up by Canon Melissa McCarthy, who's the canon to the ordinary, and she used it in an article that she wrote in the Episcopal News this week. Bishop Taylor finished his sermon by saying, "The God of justice, righteousness, mercy, grace, and love is bringing all things into completion under the risen Christ, and there's not a thing we can do to stop it." The God of justice, righteousness, mercy, grace, and love is bringing all things into completion under the risen Christ, and there's not a thing we can do to stop it. Well, as they say in show business, I may not stop the show, but I sure can slow it up. We can do that too. We may not be able to stop all things being brought into completion under the risen Christ, but we can slow it up if we forget. If we no longer remember, if we no longer remember who we are and who we belong to. if we no longer remember who the person next to us is and who they belong to, if we no longer remember the tragedies and the heartbreaks of evil, if we no longer remember the cross and the resurrection, we sure as heck can slow up the completion of all things. But God is going to have the last say in all of this. And like I said before, God's last say is God's first say, and that say is Jesus. So let's have an amen.
Amen.
Louder.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.